I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. We continue now with our summer-long series of segments in which Dr. Husing is predicting how the major sectors of the Inland Empire's economy are going to perform in 2018. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. Use our search function to search for John Husing, and a lot of his segments will just pop up. Last week, Dr. Husing argued a case in favor of the continued expansion of the Inland Empire's logistics economy. Critics of the logistics industry's growth in the Inland Empire say that its jobs are frequently low-paying, part-time, have strange schedules, and often dangerous conditions. Dr. Husing argues that logistics is already the biggest economic sector in our region, employing at least one of every four jobs in the IE, and providing, Dr. Husing says, one of the few opportunities for the Inland Empire's huge population of workers without a high school education to get decent-paying logistics-related jobs with the possibility of advancing to higher-paying positions.
If you look at what's the median pay in those jobs, the answer is $46,708. Now, people have criticized that number to death. And I just recently went back and took a look at the skill ladders within the sector. And it turns out that here's how it breaks out if you look at the occupational makeup inside those buildings. And don't just look at the beginning jobs of people just starting with no background. Granted, $12.21 an hour is the median for that group. Not huge, though better than minimum wage. However, if you look at all jobs that do not require any specific education, but only experience, it's $19.47 an hour. If you look at people that have community college trade skills, $27.99 an hour for all of them. If you look at people with bachelor's or higher, and that's a relatively small group, but it's round figures, $40 an hour. So this is a sector that can get people to the middle class, because the research recently done by the Brookings Institute showed that you need to get to around $18.75 an hour to qualify to have a job that's going to get you to the middle class. And in this sector, if you take all the people working in it that have no schooling after high school, again, $22.75 an hour is what they make. Granted, again, short-term on-the-job training, new brand-new worker, entry-level, $12.21. But that's not where they can get to. So that's a critical determinant in that particular set. Now, what's the forecast?
The forecast for logistics.
For logistics.
For 2018.
For 2018. Here we have space costs versus the regulatory environment as sort of pushing against the speed of growth. Last year, this sector added 14,700 jobs just last year. In 2017. I've put it in this year at only 10,500.
Why?
And the why is because we're running out of places to build, and the regulators are trying to put in place what's called the indirect source rule. Indirect source rule says that if I build a facility and trucks are going to come to it, I should have to pay to offset the impact of those trucks that are coming to it. Even though I don't own the trucks, I don't own the cargo, I just operate a building. That's essentially what they're trying to do. It's an attempt to get around the fact that moving vehicles are not under the Air Quality Management District's control. That's the California Resources Board. And they are not making the change. So we'll see what happens as the politics of that issue unfold.
One more thing that is going to affect the logistics sector's growth, according to what you say. You say that in order to have the space that we're going to need to grow as much as we need to in the future, we're going to have to go to the high desert and to the low desert, the high desert to the north and the low desert to the east. Transportation, therefore, to and from
You've got two huge problems, Cajon Pass and Banning Pass. Mm-hmm. Those two, those are costly. And the question is, are they going to want to go out that far?
25 years ago, are we really going to want to go out as far as Beaumont?
They're already building them at Beaumont.
So it just seems to me that if we're going to be expanding economic growth to the high desert and to the Coachella Valley, transportation is a great big part of that. And right now, it needs to be examined because it's not up to par.
No, the roads never are.
Not just the roads, railroads.
Well, that's true, too.
Okay, so that is logistics. Next week, we're going to focus on the manufacturing sector in the Inland Empire. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.